I was jumping with a band. Started feeling faint and passed out by the stand. I don't know how long I lay there on the ground, but when I came to my senses, there was no one else around. It was the dead of night when I scrambled to my feet. The wind howling like a beaten dog, dragging rubbish down the street. I heard the shuffling of feet, the rattling of bones, saw the whole place bathing a spectral glow. And as night follows day, was the spirits of the dead come out to play. I was a man from the land of the living, and I thought my senses were deceiving, cause I was seeing but was not believing what was happening all around. You could imagine how I was trembling to see all them zombies assembling, then to notice some of them resembling people I heard about. In a big green turban was Shah Jahan, quarreling with a young woman. He said, "Girl, you make me ball. I can't believe for you, I believe Taj Mahal. King Herod say, hey boy, don't fret. Your essay don't wish for a woman yet. For 2,000 years now, I never ate since I put John the Baptist's head on a plate." I was a man from the land of the living. You could imagine just how I was feeling. My knees were knocking and my mind was reeling, too frightened to scream. You could imagine just how I was shaking, so I feel like a man of forsaken, hoping that he was just awakened from this dreadful dream. By the old Roxy Theater, I saw what looked like a Roman emperor. It was Julius Caesar coming down, daggers in his back, laurels on his brow. He said I had legions at my command, still I got stuck like a pincushion. His wife said, "Man, you didn't have no sense to know you must never turn your back on your friends." I was a man from the land of the living, in that carnival and the ghost not reveling. The whole wide the rhythm compelling me to join the parade. I was a man from the land of the living, and I confessed that my flesh was tingling, to find myself now mingling in that masquerade. Shaka Zulu whining on Catherine the Great, Genghis Khan and Casanova arguing who was the greater conqueror. They were prancing all around when there was a commotion in the crowd. It was King Henry VIII running for his life, chased down the road by six angry wives. I was a man from the land of the living. You could imagine how it was upsetting to know there was no way of getting back to my native land. You could imagine just how I was grieving, so no, there was no way now of living. So I had to abandon the plan and go jump in the dead.